这个周末的大事是20国的总统聚在我们的首都。
The biggest event that's happening this over the weekend is that leaders of 20 countries are gathering in our capital.
有多少人知道这些事儿？
How many people know this?
若干名。
There are only a few.
谢谢，放下了。
Thank you. Put down your hand.
圣经说 ，watch and pray.
So in the Bible it says watch and pray.
就是你注意看了，现在世界到什么地步了
？In other words, pay attention where the world's at right now.
你很少看到世界的总统他们要20大国、啊、聚在一起，大家抓脑袋怎么办？怎么办？怎么办
？It's very rare that you see the leader of all these different nations, 20 nations, they're gathering together and scratching their heads.
现在人的智慧已经来到了穷途末路，大家知道吗
？So do you know? Are you aware of this? That today the man's wisdom had come to an end.
想解决一个问题
，They're trying to solve a problem.
没有钱了
，They don't have any more money。
现在他们唯一能够做的一件事是什么呢
？And the only thing they could do now，
印钞票
，is to print more money。
因为全世界我们这些小老百姓不能印钞票，谁印钞票谁进监牢。
Because people, normal citizens like us, we can't print money. Whoever prints money, we go to jail。
谁可以合法的印钞票呢
？Who can legally print money？
政府
，government。
对，所以现在唯一解决当今。的大问题就是我们大家回家，大家一起印钞票。
So the only way to solve a big problem today is everybody go home and print more money.
对，这就是我们今天经济危机解决的方法。
This is the solution that they came up with to resolve our economic crisis today.
当然，我们都不是经济专家。
Of course, we're no economic experts.
但是我们知道主的话是告诉了我们。
We do know that our Lord tells us this.
有一天
one day,
因为钞票印的太多
because we printed too many money.
我们会到一天，就是启示录所说的。
And we will come to a day just like it says in Revelation.
第六章第三个印。
In chapter 6, the third seal.
揭开第三印的时候，我听见第三个活物说：“你来，我就观看。”见有一匹黑马，骑在马上的手里拿着天平。我听见在四活物中似乎有声音说：“一钱银子买一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦，油和酒不可糟蹋。”
When he broke the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, "Come!" I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard something like a voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and wine."
我想我大家我给大家解释过。
I think I've explained this to you before.
这个一钱银子就是一天的工价。
So that this a denarius is a day's worth of payment.
对，那也就是说，你一天工作辛辛苦苦，你的钱只能买一升的麦子，就这么10×10×10公分，就这么一点点的麦子。
And in other words, that you work hard all day, and all you can exchange for that is just 1 quart of wheat.
你说吃不饱怎么办？
He said, if that's not enough to feed you,
那你要撑饱的话，就买三升的大麦，就粗粮。
So if you really want to be full, then you need to buy 3 quarts of.
男的大概就是吃三升大麦，女的大概就是吃一升小麦。
So when that day comes, maybe the men will have 3 quarts of barley, and then women will eat 1 quart of wheat.
但是我没有给你们解释为什么会看到有天平。
But I haven't explained to you why you'll see a scale.
今天我要解释天平什么意思。
Today I will explain what that means.
这个利未记26章26节。
Let's turn to book Levites.
对。
Levites.
26:26。很好记的。
Chapter 26:26。
对。利未记26章26节有这么一段话。
There's this word that says.
这段话讲什么呢？你如果把26章读完之后，就是神当年对犹太人说：“如果你们没有照着耶和华的诫命来生活，而个人就是自己过自己的日子。”
And this is a word that passage that God said to the Israelites that if you do not obey my command and live your own ways.
对，如果你们是侍奉偶像，走自己的道路。
And if you worship idols and walk your own ways,
那整个利未记这26章圣经就讲到犹太人会在怎么样的咒诅里头。
And then the whole entire book talks about how they live under curse.
对，那么这里面 curse 中间有一点就是我今天要讲的，不是我今天要让大家看的就是26节。
Today, what I want you to read is 26, chapter 26, verse 26.
我们一起念，我要折断你们的杖，就是断绝你们的粮。那时必有十个女人在一个炉子给你们烤饼，按分量称给你们，你们也要吃，却吃不饱。
Verse 26, when I break your staff of bread, 10 women will bake your bread in one oven, and they will bring back your bread in ration amounts, so that you will eat and not be satisfied.
也就是说，当有一天在神的咒诅里面，这个吃变就是严重的没有的吃啊，就是饥荒啊。
In other words, in God's curse, one day will come, that day will come where you will not have enough to eat.
而且这个时候就是用天平来称，因为大家都要吃得多，就唯一的方法就是有一个秤平，天平在那里摆好，每一个人多少量。
And that's where the scale comes in, because when that day comes, everyone will want to eat more, and the only way to make sure it's ration is by weighing it out on the scale.
这个是任何在一个饥荒的时代，人面临粮食短缺的时候，解决粮食的问题，这是要大家公平起见，有这个天平的这件事。
This is a common practice whenever we encounter famine, and that we want to make sure that everyone has an equal share.
所以这是旧约的时候神曾经讲过的天平这件事，在犹太人的历史里头。
This is something that God has mentioned in the Israelites' history in the old recorded.
所以我现在把这一个拿到现在这个第六章启示录第三个印的时候，这里讲到为什么你看到这里有一个人拿的手里拿着天平，下面讲到麦子、大麦、有酒的事情。
So that's why now we see in Revelation chapter 6:3, that talks about the scale.
所以现在我们是吃得很饱，没有关系了。
So it may seem trivial now because everyone's fully fed right now.
但是，照圣经的预言告诉我们，
However,
这个日子，这个咒诅的日子就在我们的眼前。
However, according to the prophecy of the Bible, that cursed day is right before us.
好，那么下面我今天要讲的是从到十五章了。
So now let's turn to chapter 15.
我们这今年一年我们讲这一本书就是圣经的最后一卷启示录。
So this for an entire year we spent reading the last book of the Bible, which is the Revelation.
我很好奇，讲到今年现在十一月了，有多少的弟兄姐妹今年你花了时间好好的来看启示录有没有？
I'm very curious to ask brothers and sisters that who amongst you have actually spent some time to read the book of Revelation?
有没有？
Anybody?
也是若干名哈。
It's just a few of them.
所以我这个传道人一个最悲哀的事就是言之者蠢蠢，天之者听之者渺渺。
So as a speaker, I feel
the speaker speak earnestly.
The speaker speaks earnestly, but the listeners are just
don't care.
Don't care.
这是末世的一个特征。
This is a characteristic of the end times.
我常在神的面前说，我说做传道人是什么意思？
Oftentimes I say to the Lord, "What's the meaning of being a speaker?"
神就让我看到以赛亚书。
And he asked me to see Book of Isaiah chapter 6.
神叫以赛亚去对那个时代讲话。
God allows him to speak to the people of that time.
但是神先告诉他。
However, before that,
当你讲话的时候，台下并不是一大堆人在那里很热心的听你讲。
He warns him that when you speak, there won't be a lot of people who are eagerly listening to you.
神说，你讲，但是却是听不见，看不见。
And he told him that you may speak, but however, those who listen, they will not hear, and those who won't be, they see, they won't see.
这个事情从旧约一直到新约都是如此。
And this is true from the Old Testament to the New Testament time.
因为人在末世的时候喜欢听自己心里面认为有意思的东西。
Because in the end, nearing the end time, people like to hear what they feel is interesting to them.
对，今天传道人如果要讨好人的话，他要讲人喜欢的东西。
Today, if the speaker wants to make people listen to his message, he needs to speak things that are pleasing to people.
对，但是当神要说话的时候，传道人要讲的是神要讲什么。
When God speaks, the speaker needs to say what God wants.
我要说的就是，凡有耳朵就应当听，在这个时代，这是这本书，是启示录的最重要的讲七次话，讲七次。
So, That's what I want to say is those who have ear may they hear. This is mentioned seven times in this book.
所以我已经讲到了十一月了。
So now it comes November.
我还要讲这句话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And I will still again repeat that.
因为我现在所讲的这个话是神在这个末世要讲的最重要的话。
Because what I was to speak is what God, the most important thing He was speaking.
如果你把它当作一个很重要的事来听，你有福了。
And if you view this as very important and to and hear and listen to it, you're blessed.
对，如果你把它听听就算了，出这个教堂的门你就忘记了，小心你可能要走在黑暗的里头。
And but however, if you only listen to it and then forget immediately after you walk out this church, be careful. You may be walking in the dark.
因为现在这个时代是在一个极大的黑暗的里面。
Because this world right now is in this great darkness.
人怎么能够在一个陌生的地方一个黑暗的中间能够不迷路呢
How can a man not lose his way in a strange and dark place?
在现代科技里头那个东西叫 GPS 对不对
In the new modern technology we have this thing called GPS
你们谁用过 GPS 到跑到一个陌生的地方
Who used GPS to go to a strange place, a new
place? 就知道很好用啊
And you realize that it's very handy
只是你要出发以前要打了半天才搞得清楚这个东西怎么搞
It's just that you need to input the address before you go
但是你只要 figure out 这个 GPS 怎么用你真是能够在这一个大的你从来没有去过的地方你不迷路
But however if you all you had to do is just figure out how to use the GPS and you will be guaranteed not to get lost in even a strange and big place
对吧
Is it true?
好，现在这一个黑暗的时代里头。
However, in today's dark time,
在今天这个所谓 information explosion 这个信息的时代的爆炸的时代。
In this era of information explosion,
你有这么多的信息，每天从网络上、报纸上、电视上下来，搞得你头都昏掉了。
There's so many information coming down from different media, it just causes your head to spin.
你怎么知道什么是对的？
How do you know what is right?
你怎么知道现在所有发生的事情到底 what's going on?
How do you discern what is going on from all the things happening?
现在有两种做法，一个把自己脑袋呢栽在沙里面做鸵鸟，干脆不闻不问。
There are two ways. One of which is you stick your hands in the sand like the ostrich and just don't ask about anything.
对不对？就装着没这些事，我就是过我的日子，照样吃三个饱一个倒。
And pretend that nothing else is happening, and just go about your own business.
要么你就是要被这么多的信息搞到头都发昏，要发神经的，晚上睡不着觉。
Or you could just let yourself become so overwhelmed by all the information around you that you can't even sleep at night.
因为太多的事情了。
Because there's so many things that are happening.
这个时代是叫做 information 爆炸的时期。
This era is called the time of information explosion.
你怎么能够在这一个繁杂的社会中能够知道方向在哪里，路在哪里呢？
How do you know where is the way and which direction to go in such busy time, world?
主的话。
And that you can do so by reading God's word.
可是主的话有66卷呢，我怎么找呢？
There are 66 books. How do I know where to look?
你注意神的仆人在这里讲台上到底在讲什么。
You need to pay attention to what God's servant is talking about.
神每个礼拜用他的仆人向教会说话。
God uses his servant to speak to his church every week.
他们有责任就是把神的话很清楚的放在这个时代面前。
They have this responsibility to place God's words clearly into people's hearts.
我从70年代开始读这本书。
I've been reading the Bible since the 70s.
到现在几乎40年。
Until today, almost 40 years.
非常感谢神。
I truly thank the Lord.
让我能够从这本书里面找到，在这个时代，在主耶稣就要回来之前最黑暗的时候，神已经把 GPS 给我们了。
And I'm truly thankful that in this book, in this dark time, God has already given His GPS.
今天在世界上任何发生的事情，你都可以回到主的话里头，告诉我们。What's going on?
Today, no matter what is happening in this world, you can always return to the book and find out what is going on.
所以你有这个 GPS, 你就不慌了。
So therefore, if you have this GPS, you will not be
否则的话你说哎呀怎么办我下条路怎么办向左转向右转慌啊慌啊。
Otherwise, you'll be troubled and say, where should I go? Where should I turn next?
现在都在神的话里头很清楚地告诉了我们。
Now, everything is clearly laid out in his words.
所以基督徒你如果有主的话你就笃定听得懂吗
So Christians, if you have God's words, you will
笃定你老广就听不懂这是上海话
You will not be troubled.
笃定是稳坐泰山，懂吗？懂。
So so if you have God's words, you'll be able to stand firm.
That's right, got it. 你没有神的话，你就慌啊，你会不知道怎么办呢？
If you do not have his word, you will be troubled because you do not know what to do.
所以我盼望教会的弟兄姊妹，当神的仆人在台上这样子讲的时候，你回家好好的去读。
So I pray that brothers and sisters, that when God's servant is speaking on the podium, that you will go home and read it.
因为太重要了。
Because it's so important.
这不是在这里听听就算了。
This is not something that you just listen and then forget about it.
因为现在正在发生的所有事情都跟神的话能够拉上关系的。
Because everything that's happening right now, you can all make ties with what God has spoken before.
那这整卷的书有八个大的意象。
So throughout this entire book, there are 8 visions.
这个神的仆人在巴摩海岛是一个90岁将近100岁的老人。
This God's servant, he's on the island Patmos, he's close to his 80s.
那个时候的皇帝是 Domitian, 这个罗马的暴君。
The ruler of a Roman, Caesar
Domitian.
Caesar Domitian.
他在那里逼迫基督徒，逼迫神的仆人。
He's a tyrant. He's persecuting God's servants. He's persecuting the Christians.
那现在十二个门徒只剩下最后一个，就是老约翰。
And now out of the 12 disciples, only John's left.
他被放在这一个巴摩的海岛上。
He was left on the island Patmos.
孤单的一个老人。
He's just a lonely old man.
世人看是绝路，死路一条。
And from the people of this world, when they look at him, he's just a old man without hope.
但是没有想到他所爱的那位主没有忘记他。
But however, the God that he loves did not forget about him.
那位在60年前升天的那位耶稣。60年前。
The Jesus that who raised 60 years ago.
他在天上还是顾到这一个他的老仆人。
He still think about his old servant.
主就把他最后要在地球上，在人类中间所做的这个工作，借着这个老仆人给他看，借八个意象让他看。
And through his old servant, he allowed his old servant to see what this 8 vision that God will do in the final days.
这是人类整个历史的终结。
This is the ending of the whole entire human
history. 这是整个教会在这个地上要扮演的角色。
And this is the character that the church will play in this, during this time.
神就把这个八个秘密借着这个意象向他来启示。
And God revealed these 8 secrets through these visions to John.
那这个八个意象是从耶稣的升天一直讲到耶稣的再来，还有他的国度，他的审判，最后讲到新耶路撒冷。
And so these 8 visions span from the time when Jesus was raised all the way until it dealt with his kingdom, his judgment.
No, 他的 second coming.
His second coming, his judgment.
他的 millennium kingdom.他的千年国度
his second coming, his millennium kingdom,
他的白色审判的宝座
and his throne of judgment,
然后最后怎么样引进新耶路撒冷
and then eventually how he will lead in the new Jerusalem.
整个这个过程一步一步一步启示给使徒约翰，然后他对使徒约翰说告诉教会。
And this whole entire process, he reveals them to John one by one and then tells this to all the churches.
所以这个信息是末世重要的信息。
So this is a very important message in the end time.
因为神已经知道到了末世这个世界会进入什么样的状态。
Because God really knows that in the end time, what kind of condition this world will enter into.
人会非常的 confused, 非常的彷徨。
People will feel very confused and unsettled.
神的儿女不能 confused.
But however, God's chosen cannot be confused.
神的儿女要警醒祷告。
They need to be alert and prayful.
如果有方向，我们才能祷告；没有方向，我们不知道如何祷告。
But however, we need to have a direction in order to pray. Without it, we don't know how to pray.
所以，如果你已经忘记前面讲了几个意象了，今天我们要讲第五个。
So if you've forgotten all the previous visions today, today we will come to the sixth vision.
所以前面五个你没有注意的话，忘记的话， 上网去听啊。
So if you have forgotten about the first five visions, go online and listen to the message again.
今天我们要看第六个异象。
Today we will read about the sixth vision.
请我们来看十五章。
Let's turn to chapter 15.
这个异象是从第十五章一直讲到第十九章。
This vision spans from chapter 15 to 19.
这个第六个异象是讲到羔羊的得胜。
The sixth vision is talk about the victory of the Lamb.
对，那么怎么样耶稣基督能够来到这个世界末日的时候能够得到最后的胜利呢？
So how can Lord Jesus in this end time have the ultimate victory, the final victory?
这是在这个意象里面继续来向我们表明的。
This is continually being revealed to us in this vision.
时间的缘故呢，我没有办法把这一个第六个意象讲完，这是不可能的。
Due to the time constraint, it's impossible for me to finish talking about the sixth vision.
我们只能把它每一章的重点提出来，一个一个来讲。
We can only point out the highlights of each chapter and talk about them one by one.
十五、十六是讲第一件事。
And chapter 15 and 16 is talking about the first event.
讲什么？
What is it about?
讲七个碗。
They're talking about the six bowls.
Oh.
Or the seven bowls.
对。那么第十七是讲第二件事，讲一个大淫妇。
And chapter 17 is talking about one thing, is about the harlot, the mother of harlots.
第十八章是讲到一个大巴比伦城。
And chapter 18 talk about this great big Babylon.The city of Babylon.
受到审判。然后最后第十九章就讲到哈利路亚这个耶稣基督的得胜。
And on chapter 19, Hallelujah, that's the victory of Jesus.
这是这一章里面所包含的这个四件重要的事。
And these are the four major events in these chapters.
那么今天呢我们就是注意这个第一件事。
So today, let's pay attention to the first event.
我们用一节中文一节英文把第十五章读一次，这是总共是八节圣经。
So let's read chapter 15, altering Chinese and English.
我又看见在天上有异象，大而且奇。就是七位天使掌管末了的七灾，因为神的大怒在这七灾中发尽了。
And I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who have been victorious over the beast and his image and the numbers of his name, standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of gold of God.
唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说主神全能者啊。你的作为大灾奇灾万世之王啊你的道途一灾成灾。
Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed.
此后我看见那在天上存法柜的殿开了。
And the seven angels who had the seven plagues came out of the temple, clothed in linen, clean and bright, and girded among their chests with golden sashes.
四活物中有一个把盛满了活到永永远远之神大怒的七个金碗给了那七位天使。
And the temple was filled with smoke and the glory of God, and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished.
十六章我们念头两节吧。
So let's read the first two verses of chapter 16.
第一节，我听见有大声音从殿中出来，向那七位天使说：“你们去，把盛神大怒的七碗倒在地上。”
And verse 2. So the first angel went out and poured out his bowl on the earth, and it became a loathsome and Magdalene saw of the people who had the mark of the beast and who worship his image.
好，这样一共有七个，七个碗一个一个倒下来。
So there are these seven bowls, one by one they were poured.
那这七个碗就是七个神的咒诅。
So these seven bowls represent seven curses of God.
那你就会想起来，在旧约也有同样类似的事情。
If you remember, there are similar things that happened in Old Testament.
想得起来吗？
Can you remember it?
摩西带着两百万的犹太人要出埃及。
Moses, when he was leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
那埃及王法老放不放人？
And the Pharaoh, did he willingly let them go?
不放人，对吧？
He didn't want to let them go.
所以神就降几个灾。
So how many plagues did God have released on Egypt? How many plagues?
10, 对不对？
He released 10 plagues.
你回家找找看，那个 10 plagues 跟这里的七个有没有相同，有没有不同？
So go home and read about those 10 plagues and compare, see what are the similarities and differences with these seven bowls.
那么因为我们今天读的这段话，你要发现有一批人站在玻璃海上。
So the passage we read today, you'll discover there are this group of people standing on a sea of glass.
他们干嘛呢？
What are they doing?
唱两首诗。
They're singing two hymns.
哪两首诗呢？
Which two?
第一首，
the first one，
摩西的歌，
Song of Moses。
第二首，
second one，
羔羊的歌，
the Song of the Lamb。
啊，这两首诗为什么是这一群人唱的呢？
So why do these people sing these two songs?
所以你就必须知道摩西的歌是怎么回事。
In order to know that, you must understand what is Moses' song all about.
刚刚我们的诗班在台上唱的美妙的很。
We were just treated with the choir song, which very wonderful, is wonderful.
充其量十几个人。
So we have more than a dozen people.
啊，那一天站在这里的，在天上的。
On that day, the people who are standing in heaven
是没有告诉我们多少哈。
It didn't tell us how many people exactly.
但是我相信是千万人。
However, I believe that it's in number in the tens of thousands.
那他们的这些人是谁呢？
So who are these people?
圣了兽和兽的像，并他名字名字数目的人。第二节。
So,
十五章第二节。
So these people are described in verse 2.And it says that these are the people who have been victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name.
也就是说，这些人是胜过仇敌的人。
In other words, these people who are victory have won over the enemy.
他们是 overcomer, 他们是得胜者。
They are the overcomers.
他们就在那里成为一个大的诗班。
And they become this great choir.
唱两首诗歌。
And they sing two songs.
第一首是摩西的歌，第二首是羔羊的歌。
The first one is the song of Moses, the second one is the song of the Lamb.
啊，也是大家的 homework.
Also, this,
当你去找那个十个 plague 跟这个七个 plague 有什么相同相异的地方的时候，我也要你找一找。当犹太人从埃及出来的时候，摩西就唱了一个歌。摩西带犹太人唱了一个歌。
And as addition to the homework, when you were doing the comparison between the 10 plagues and the 7-1 plagues talk about here, also go and read about what song that Moses sang when he led the people out of Egypt.
你把那段圣经找出来。
You go and find that verse.
然后把羔羊的歌那首歌圣经在哪里找出来。
And also go and find out where it was described, where the song of the Lamb was described.
你希不希望那一天你是那个诗班的成员？
Do you wish that when that day comes, you are a member of that choir?
啊，希不希望？
Do you wish so?
哎呀，有兴趣不太多哈。
It seems like we're lacking interest here.
如果你羡慕能够在天上做神诗班的那一天的成员的话，这两条歌你得会唱。
If you envy to those who will be able to become a member of the choir when that day comes, you need to know how to sing these two songs.
对对对对，你要去看这两条歌。第一，圣经在哪里讲？第二，他们是在什么背景下唱出来的
And you need to understand that, first of all, where it was, in the Bible it was talked, these two songs were talked about, and second, what's the background to these two songs?
我们有时候唱笑这些年轻人写诗叫做无病成吟，有没有写的？
And sometimes we laugh about the young people when they are writing these poems, they're writing about things that they have no experience on.
对对对，所以那个不是真正这个诗出来的是他的生命中有故事的，有经历的。
For those who can truly sing those songs, it comes from the experience.
如果你记得我们曾经讲过这个十四章的时候
，If you remember when we talk about chapter 14,
那里有十四万四千人，就是前面一章啊。
There are the 144,000.
那十四万四千也有一条新歌。
All these people, they also have their new song.
这个新歌有什么特点呢？
What's the characteristic?
只有这十四万四千人会唱，别人都不会唱的。
Only those 144,000 knows how to sing it. No one else.
那现在你来到了第十五章的时候，
Now you come to chapter 15.
你又看到一批人在玻璃海上唱诗啊。
You saw another group of people singing on standing on the glass.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，诗歌是基督徒的，知道吗？特征。
So, brothers and sisters, songs, this is a special characteristic of Christians.
我早年在台湾小的时候，我也去过庙里。小的时候
，When I was young, in Taiwan, I once went to temples, the Buddhist temples.
我在庙里面看到都是那个和尚在那里念经唱那个敲木鱼。
And all I see is just that these monk, they were reading their words, reading their text, and then hitting the and beating the beat, keeping the beat with this instrument that basically they just keep a beat.
没有听过在庙里面有诗班。
I never heard that there are these choirs in the temple.
可是一直等到我到了八零年代。
It's only come until the 80s.
我就开始发现佛教也学基督徒也有诗班唱诗。
I started to discover that the Buddhists also start to learn after the Christians and they have their songs as well.
但是佛教唱的诗跟基督徒唱的诗是两码子事情。
But however, the songs that the Buddhists sing is completely different from what Christians sing.
佛教你要唱的话基本上就是四大皆空。
So because in Buddhist teachings,The songs that they teach is all about leaving everything. it's leaving all your all everything that's worldly.
No, vanity.
Leaving all the vanity.
但是基督徒的诗歌是什么？
However, the song of Christian is
是赞美，是敬拜，是荣耀。
It's about praises, worship, and glory.
所以。诗歌是基督徒的特色，神给我们每一个基督徒在里面有一个灵歌。
So songs are unique to Christians because God gave us every single Christian this spiritual song.
你去看使徒行传以弗所书讲到圣灵充满的时候，他马上接下来说到圣灵充满有一个特征。
If you read about Ephesians, when they talk about when someone is filled with the Spirit, there's this special characteristic.
是什么呢？
And what is that?
诗歌。
Songs.
圣灵充满的人，他里头有歌的。
When people are filled with the Spirit, they have this song.
这是基督徒的生命的经历唱出来的。
This song comes out of the Christian's life experience.
所以你看到第六印象的时候，约翰就看到在天上有这样一大批的人在玻璃海前就唱两首歌赞美耶和华。
So what John saw in this very first event is that there's this group of people standing on the sea of glass singing these two songs.
这两首歌的特点是什么呢？都是得胜的歌。
And the special, what's special about these two songs is all these songs are both songs of victory.
犹太人要出埃及的时候，他们简直吓得要死。
And when the Israelites left Egypt, they were all scared.
前有红海，后有追兵。
Before them, there were the Red Sea, and after them were the armies.
记得吗？
Do you remember this?
那天晚上他们要出发以前，整个埃及是哭声一片。
That night before they left, the whole entire Egypt were all in sound of crying.
听见的是什么？死人，死人，死人。
What they heard is just death, death, death all over.
是恐怖的气氛。
It's a very horrifying
那样的里面
atmosphere.
神带他们出来，然后眼看着那些追兵通通被埋在红海里头。
As in that atmosphere that God led the people out of Egypt, and then they also witnessed how He buried the army in the Red Sea.
所以本来是一个害怕、恐怖、黑暗的事情，但是到岸的那一边的时候，是欢呼、赞美、夸胜，向仇敌夸胜。
And so, well, the event originally as such a horrific event.In the end, when they reach the other side, it becomes, it was filled with shouting and joys and praises.
因为他看见耶和华怎么样带领他们得胜。
Because they saw how God led them to victory.
同样，这一群基督徒也是一样。
In the same way, this group of Christians also.
世界会到一个地步要恨基督徒。
The world will come to a point where the people of this world will hate Christians.
要逼迫基督徒。
They'll persecute Christians.
基督徒的日子难过的要命。
And in those days, it's very hard for
Christians. 连活命的指望都没有。
They wouldn't even have hope to survive.
有人关到监牢里面。
Some were in prison.
有的人要丧命。
Some will be martyred.
那这里说，他们能够得胜的人。
However, those who have victory, who are overcomers.
他们就看见神的能力，在最黑暗、最软弱的时候，能够带他们过得去。
And they will see God's ability to lead them out of the darkest, most troublesome time of their life.
这个时间好，当时好像漫漫无期，好像 无止境一样的。
When it was happening, it feels like it will never come to an end.
但神告诉我们，这个日子是良好的。
But however, God tells us this day is good.
Measured.
So he will tell us that this day has been measured.
对，一天不多，一天不少。
No, not one day less or one day more.
他告诉我们，这个日子是一载、两载、半载。
He tells us that it is one year, two year, and half a year.
意思就是说三年半。
In other words, it will last three and a half years.
这个时间都已经量好了。
So in other words, God has measured out this time.
熬过三年半就有出头日子。
So this suffering, if you can endure for to the end, the good days will come.
所以他们就能够在那个被释放的时候唱。得胜的歌。
So on that day of their release, they will be able to sing the overcoming song.
这是在天上发生的事情。
So this is what's happening in heaven.
地上在发生什么事？
So what's happening
在那一刻，地上就有大事发生了。
And at that very moment, great things are happening on this earth.
什么事？
What kind of things?
就是前面我们讲过的三大灾。
And this is the three disasters we talked about before.
记得吗？
You remember?
十一章
，in chapter 11，
十一章，请打开。
Please turn to chapter 11，
十四节
，verse 14，
十一章
，chapter 11。
既然讲三个嘛，我就从第一个来吧。
So since we're talking about three events, let's start from top。
九章
，let's turn to verse 9。
第一个灾
，the very first disaster，
从第五号 吹的时候
，From the fifth sound of the trumpet，
就有像蝗虫一样的这个灾。
This disaster is about these things that look like locusts。
对，第十二节说，第一样灾祸过去了，还有两样灾祸要来。
And in verse 12 it says the first disaster passed and two more is to come。
然后第六个天使吹号了。
And then the sixth trumpet will sound。
然后就一直写到十一章。
And all the way until chapter 11。
那你去看第十四节。
If you look at verse 14,
第二样灾祸怎么样？
When the second bowl is passed,
过去了，第三样灾祸要来。
When the second bowl is passed, the third will come.
那就吹第七号了。
And that's when the seventh trumpet sounds. 所以
第五号、第六号、第七号各讲一个大灾。
So the fifth, sixth, and seventh trumpet, they all talk about each talk about one bowl.
对。Woe, 对不对？这是第三个 woe.
Hence, woe, this is the third woe.
Woe 不是狗叫的 woe 啊。
So, do not mistake this woe is not the same as the barking of dog.
现在就来到第三个 woe 了，第三个灾。
So, now we come to the third woe, or the third disaster.
第三个灾是什么呢？就是以七个碗做代表。
And that is represented by the seven bowls.
这三个七个金碗 圣经怎么样来形容他呢？
How are they described?
他说就是16章的第一节。
In verse 1 of chapter 16.
啊，他说神最后一句话说什么？
The last sentence.
大怒的气碗倒在地上。
Go and pour out on the earth the 7 bowls of the wrath of God.
Wrath. 我们多少基督徒知道神有大怒的时候？
How many of us as Christians that we know there are times when God will be in great wrath?
你们看过神发脾气没有？
Have you seen when God is in wrath?
或者你知不知道我们的神发过脾气？
Or let me ask you this. Do you know, are you aware that God was in wrath?
我们念这样的圣经太多了，我没有办法一样一样去念给你们听，我只是举几个例子而已。
There are too many examples of this. I cannot talk about them one by one. So let me just give you a few examples.
我们先看这个以赛亚书的第63章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 63.
63.
Chapter 63.
这是神在耶稣之前七百年给一个先知，七八百年的时候给一个先知叫以赛亚，让他看见的异象。
So this is a vision that God showed a prophet called Isaiah 700 years before Jesus.
Seven
to 800 years before Jesus.
从第一节念起。
We'll read starting from verse 1.
我们念从第一到第六，我们也是一样，一文一节中文，一节英文。
We'll read from verse 1 to 6, again we'll alternate.
这从以东的波拉斯来，穿红衣服，装扮华美，能力广大，大步行走的是谁呢？就是我，是凭公义说话，以大能施行拯救。
Why is your apparel red and your garments like the one who treads in the winepress?
我独自揣酒榨，众民中无一人与我同在。我发怒，将他们踩下；发烈怒，将他们践踏。他们的血溅在我衣服上，并且污染了我一切的衣裳。
For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption has come.
我仰望，见无人帮助；我诧异，没有人扶持。所以我自己的膀臂为我施行拯救。我的烈怒将我扶持，我。
I trod down the people in my anger and made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth.
看见没有
？Do you see this?
这是在旧约里面，神很清楚的说到，他孩子有什么烈怒。
So here it clearly tells us that God, in the Old Testament that God has this fierce wrath.
而这个烈怒。还不是指着旧约时代神曾经发过的烈怒。
And this fierce wrath is not talking about what happened in the Old Testament.
这个烈怒是讲到第七碗的时候，就是这个七个碗的时候的烈怒。
This is in reference to the seventh bowl.
我们再看一处。
So let's turn to another place.
约珥书。
Let's turn to Job.
Job. 约珥书。
Book of Job.
我们读第一章就可以了。
Let's read chapter 1.
约珥书第一章。
Job chapter
1. 第五节。
Verse
5. 其实你要读的话，你整个约珥书就是 三章圣经，你通通把它读完就很清楚，但是时间不允许我们把三章念完。
Actually, if you really want to read, you just need to read chapter 1 to 3, just three chapters, and you should get a good idea. But due to time constraint, we will not be able to do so.
对，这个第三章最后一段。
Chapter 3, the last verse.
第十二节，第十一到十一节，到十三节。
Verse 11 to 13.
四围的列国啊，你们要速速的来，一同聚集。耶和华，求你使你大能者降临。十二节，你念。第三章第十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 12. Why did the knees receive me, and why the breast that I should suck?
对吗？哦，你是翻到约伯记了。
哦，
应该是约尔属猪。
Oh, sorry.
好了，我用中文通通念了。
The book of Joel.
对，不是约伯哈。
Sorry, it's the book of Joel.
万民都当兴起上到约沙法谷，因为我必坐在那里审判四围的列国。开镰吧，因为庄稼熟了；践踏吧，因为酒榨满了；酒池盈溢，他们的罪恶甚大。这段话也是讲到主耶稣第二次来的时候，地上要遭受的神的烈怒。
So in that verse, it also talked about the people of Israel, the fierce wrath they will suffer from God.
这个词都是用叫做酒榨，然后他要踩把这些百姓踩在脚下。
The word here is wine press, and that he will step upon these people.
这样的圣经在圣经里面，旧约到新约很多。
So there are many many examples throughout the Bible.
就告诉我们神。他今天把他的愤怒在那里累积起来。
So that tells us that today God is just building up His wrath.
有时候我们传福音，我们常常碰到人问这个问题。
So when we preach the gospel, often we will encounter people asking this question.
有上帝。
So they will ask, you Christians say there's this God.
可是为什么世界有这么多不公平的事情？
But how come there's so many unfair and unjust things that are happening?
有那么多。不合法、不合理、不合情的事情。
There's so many things that are illegal or just not downright not.
好像这个神都不管。
It seems that God just didn't care about
this. 如果你说有一个上帝，上帝应该是公义的神。
If you say there's this God, that he should be righteous.
他不应该允许这么多不义的事情在这个地球上。
He shouldn't allow so many unrighteous things happening on this earth.
所以他因为看见这么多不法不义的事，心里面就不平，就觉得，哎呀，根本没有神。才能够使他的不平的心能够得到平。如果有神，他就觉得这个神实在是太糟糕了。
And so these people, when they see all these different unrighteous things happening, and nothing is being done with it, his heart felt unjust, and he felt that if there is a God, he should be taking care of all these things. And because he hasn't taken care of all these things, and therefore there is no God.
你有没有碰过这样的？
Have you met anybody like this?
我碰过。
I met these people.
这些人都是很有正义感的人哈。
These people are full of justice in
their
heart.
他们看了这么多的不义的事，他们心里面愤愤不平。
They saw so many unjust and unrighteous things, and their hearts are angered.
你要怎么回答？
How do you respond to that?
中国话说得很好。
There's this one Chinese saying.
恶有恶报，善有善报，对不对？
Those who do evil will have evil done to them.
下面一句呢？
Those who do good.
若是不报。时候未到。
And those who do good will have good done to them. And if there's no revenge, it's just because the time hasn't come yet.
圣经告诉我们，有时候，时间很重要。
And so the Bible tells us, yes, there is that time.
你今天好像看见邪恶充斥，你这个什么 subprime loan 就搞这副德行。
So today you may feel like evil is all that they are taking over. For example, it's just the subprime, just the subprime loans is causing so many grief.
你这个什么毒牛奶的事件
，or those the poisonous infant milk.
这么多不义的事
，so many unrighteous things.
不是神不报
，it's not because God is not looking after.
神要报
，God will have His revenge.
那一天叫做七个碗的时间。
And when that time comes, that is the time of the seven bowls.
因为这个他们在这里唱诗的时候怎么唱的？
Because when they were singing these songs, what are they singing?
十五章的第十没有第三节。
Chapter 15, verse 3.
这两首诗歌有一个主题的。
There's a subject, that's in common for both these songs.
这两首诗歌唱的是什么？
And what are they singing about?
第一，你的作为大哉其哉，这是第一。
And what is
神的作为真是大。
The first is how great and marvelous are your works.
第二个特点。
The second point is
你的路。
And your way.
什么路呢？
And that way is
啊，义哉，诚哉。
It's righteous and true.
也就是说
，In other words,
人在那里 唱诗歌的时候，就是唱到神啊，你的公义终于怎么样表现了。
In other words, when these people sing, they're saying basically, your judgment has finally come.
今天神为什么没有把他的怒气向这些恶人发作呢
？So today, why hasn't God filled His wrath to these people?
因为今天还在一个时代，叫做什么时代
？Because today we're still
恩典的时代。
Because today we are still in this time of grace.
神忍耐
，God endures.
神不愿意一个人沉沦，愿意万人得救。
He do not want one lost. He want everyone to be saved.
所以现在是传福音的时代。
So today, right now is the time of spreading the gospel.
基督徒有一个责任，就是把这个福音告诉这个黑暗的世界。
Christian has this responsibility to spread the gospel in this dark time.
神要审判这个世界，有一天要到的。
And when God's judgment, God will have His judgment on this dark world, that day will come.
当这个恩典的时代一结束
，and when the era of grace ends,
那一天想传福音都没有机会了。
When that period ends, even if you're trying to spread,
就是神愤怒的时日子了。
Even if you're trying to spread the gospel, you will have no chance.
那个愤怒倒下来的时候，那简直就是谁能够站立得住呢？
Because when on that day the wrath is poured down, and on that day who can stand the wrath?
可怕，他说想死死不了。
In describing how horrific is that day, he described even on that day if you want to die, you cannot die.
我们这周最近通过一个法案，就是安乐死可以帮助要死，你就吃什么药死吧。
And so, and this week we just passed a law that's about assisted suicide. If you want to die, you'll be able to do so.
因为活得太痛苦了。
Because it's so painful to live.
圣经说。到那一天的时候，你想死还死不了了。
The Bible says, on that day, when that day comes, even if you want to die, you cannot die.
那个是耶和华愤怒的日子。
And that is the day of the God's wrath.
所以那一天这个诗歌就唱出来了。
So on that day, people sing these songs.
我要结束今天的信息，我不是让大家听了吓死人的。
I will end today's message, not because too I want to scare you.
这个传道人天天来用恐吓来吓我们。
I don't want you to think that this preacher is constantly scaring me.
我们看诗，读这个诗，摩西的诗。
Let's turn and read about Moses' song.
九十篇。
Psalm 90.
Psalm 90.
I think it's something that we're familiar with. Psalm 90.
我要从第七节念到十一节。
I will read from verse 7 to 11.
一样，我们两个轮流念。
Again, we'll alternate.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒。
You have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
As for the days of our lives, they contain 7 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labors and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
一起念十一节。
Let's read 11 together.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，
好叫我们智
慧的心。这就是摩西一生在神面前他的感受。
This is what Moses felt as he spent his entire life before the Lord.
他是一个才子。
He is a genius.
他活在一个当时人羡慕的皇宫里头。
He lived in the palace, which people at that time envied for.
所有的特权 他都可以享受。
All the powers and authorities he enjoys.
因为他活在法老的宫殿里。
Because he lived in the temple, in the palace of the Pharaoh.
但是他说，我所有度尽的岁月。
But he said, all my days.
都在神的震怒底下。
Has lived under God's wrath.
为什么
？A fury.
我们的神发怒不是没有理由就发怒。
Why is that? God didn't get angry out of no reason.
他说，因为我们的罪孽怎么样，摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
And because you have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
人不知道我们有什么毛病。
Other people may not know what kind of problem we have.
有许多的隐恶只有你知道，只有上帝知道。
There are a lot of hidden sins only you and God knows.
摩西说，因为这个缘故，我这一生是在神的震怒底下。
And Moses said, because of that, my entire life is under your fury.
头四十年是光彩的四十年，可是我的后四十年是一个悲惨旷野的岁月。
He said, "My first 40 years is in glory, and the next 40 years is in very sorrowful state."
一生八十年很快就过去了，好像一声叹息。
80 years pass by quickly, is like a sigh.
他发出一个智慧的话。
He spoke a very, very wise word.
他说：“谁晓得你怒气的权势
？”So he said, "Who understands your wisdom?
No.
Your wrath, sir. Who understands? Who is your
弟兄姊妹？这个神的愤怒，你如果知道，你是有智慧的人。
So who understands the power of your anger? So, brother and sister, if you know the power of God's anger, you are blessed.
今天我讲的这个题目，讲到神的愤怒。”震怒，你如果听懂了，你是有福的人。
So today my message about God's wrath. If you understand it, you are blessed.
你的福在哪里呢
？And that's because
啊，就是你会有智慧。
Because you will have wisdom.
一个人为所欲为，就是因为他神说你笨。
If a person is able to do whatever he pleases, God says that's because you are foolish.
神为什么说人是笨呢
？So why did he say that?
因为你不懂得神的震怒。
Because you do not understand the power of God's anger.
摩西这里说， Moses, 你如果晓得你的怒，谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒
and ？Moses said, "Who understands the power of your anger and your fury according to the fear that is due to you?"
因为箴言有一句话是怎么说的？
箴
言有一句最重要的话。
Because in Proverbs there's this word that says,
啊，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Fear for the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
英文的翻译啊，比中文又更直截了当一点。我们中文是说敬畏耶和华。
So the English translation may be even more direct. In the Chinese version, it says to fear and respect God.
Yeah. 但是英文圣经就干脆就说 the fear of the Lord, 就是你对神有一个害怕的心。
So in English, it's the fear of the Lord. So you should have this fearful heart for the Lord.
今天我们把神常常当作圣诞老公公是一个哥们。
So oftentimes we treat God like the Santa Claus.
对不对？永远对我们是笑脸的。
He's always has a smile on his face for us.
啊，他是我的朋友，坐在我汽车的右边。
He's my friend. He's sitting on the right passenger seat of my car.
我们不知道这位神是烈火，是可怕的神。
We do not know that this God's full of fury is someone who we should fear.
这位作者摩西，他认识神的愤怒。
This author Moses, he understands God's fury.
他知道我们的岁月，如果不认识神，不敬畏神的话，我们的一生，不管你多荣耀、多有地位、多有钱，通通好像昨日的什么黄花，一个草一样的。
He understands that no matter what kind of success we have on this world, if we do not know God, that all our past glory is just like the flowers yesterday.
转眼成空，如飞而去。
All turn into vain and flies away.
你如果敬畏耶和华，知道他的全怒气。
If you fear God and you know His fury,
你就会数算自己的日子，你就会得着什么？
And you will count your number your days, and you will
智慧的心
and you will receive the heart of wisdom.
所以我这篇信息的 ending 不是只是让你看见耶和华的愤怒，他要倾倒下来。
So to end my message, I do not want you to just see that God will pour down His wrath.
我要用这个诗篇九十篇来做我的 ending.
I want to use Psalm 90 as my ending.
我们剩下的日子要敬畏耶和华。
We need to fear our Lord.
要数算自己的日子。
And number our days.
知道我的日子并不多，要爱惜光阴来。做他要我们做的事情。
I know that our days are limited, and we need to treasure that time and to do what's pleasing to Him.
因为现在所发生在我们周遭的事，都是这个震怒之前的序曲啊。
Because everything that's happening right now around us, that is just a prelude to the wrath that's about to come.
你以为洛杉矶现在那边大火是 accident 哦？
Do you think that the fire disaster right now going on in LA is an accident?
我可以在圣经里找给你看，当神发怒，神就是放火，先警告，先放火。
I can find the passage in the Bible where before God's wrath comes, He will light fire to give you warning.
你以为发生在四川那个大地震是 accident 吗？
So do you think that the earthquake in Sichuan is an accident?
我可以在圣经里面告诉你，当神要行大怒之前，他先用要震动，他先震动叫我们醒过来。
I can find passage in the Bible that tells us that before God's great wrath comes, He will use earthquake, He will have great quakes to shake people awake.
如果那个你说在四川没有震到我们，现在美国正在震什么东西啊？叫做金融海啸啊。
So if you think that the earthquake in Sichuan hasn't touched us, what is being shaken right now in the United States? Right now what's happening is what's called the economic tsunami. You say, what's that had to do with me? But believe me, that has everything to do with
me. 第一，你马上失业。
First of all, the people will lose their jobs.
第二，你的钱马上就要贬值。
Second, your money will be inflated.
这些话我从九月开始讲，我不止九月，好几月前就已经开始讲了。
And these words I have spoken to you more than a few months ago.
这些事情都正在上演，都在我们的生活上。
All these things are happening right now.
世界人有世界人的解释，但是基督徒你要注意啊，这是神在那摇我们，要摇醒我们。
So people of this world may have their own explanation, but as Christians, you need to be aware that this is what God is trying to do to us. He is trying to shake us away.
这都是序曲。
These are all just prelude.
真正那个大的那个最后的我还没有到。
The final of three worlds hasn't arrived yet.
但是盼望我们基督徒醒一醒啊，不要再做梦了。
I hope Christians wake up, do not be in your dreams.
不要再跟世界的人一样过糊涂日子啊。
Do not be like the people of this world, still in confusion.
对 ,be serious. 要认真。对于我们的信仰要认真。
Be serious to your faith.
对于我们所圣经耶稣所讲过的话，你要把它当作非常重要的一生最重要的追寻。追求
and treat Lord's words in the Bible as the utmost importance and the very seeking of your life.
如果你今天开始把神的话当话去做，你是有福的。
And today, if you're able to do the commandment of God as command in the Bible, you are blessed.
如果我们并不把神的话当话，只是听听讲讲就算了，你是有祸的。
However, if you only listen and do not take it seriously, you are in great trouble. So today, I mean, everything I speak of may not be pleasing to you. Do not think that I'm rebuking you.
我并没有骂你，我没有资格来骂你。
I do not have the authority.
但是我有一个责任是要提醒每一个今天活在这个世界的基督徒。
But however, I have this responsibility to remind every Christian.
这个信息是对着这个末世的教会说的。
This message is spoken to the church in the end times.
因为现在我们都在沉睡的里头。
Because we are still in deep sleep.
这是最bothersome的地方。
So this is very saddening.
求神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us. Here we have prayer.
主啊，你的心。